We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, I don't know where to begin. We've got a lot to unpack here. We've got attendance we're talking about for the month of September coming up for funding purposes for you. We have the Hodges Family Chair happening today that we're going to break down and why that's so big and important. But first and foremost, the big news of the week, what happened last Friday night at the Sylacauga Coosa Central game at Legion Stadium, a near tragedy on the field. And the prayers, the thoughts, the people who jumped into action for life-saving moments. We're talking about every second counting in this situation. People jumping in to help save the life of Joey Shelnut, the umpire in this game, one of the officials, who collapsed during the game on the field, in the middle of the field, and suffered a heart attack.
Yes.
And unbelievable who jumped into action, how it happened, and by the end of it all, he had a pulse, and he is recovering, and he is in good spirits, and there's no other way to tell this story other than to just walk through it. I think you probably could share this the best, being in your position. What happened? Take us through those few moments on the field, what I'm sure seemed like an eternity.
Yes. So I was in the stands. I normally sit in the stands, and I usually sit way up top, and I was not in my usual spot at the game that night. And so I had gotten down. I like to walk. I like to be visible during the game. And so I'd gotten down and walked, and I was over near the concession stand, just having conversation, and I noticed something out of the corner of my eye that there was some commotion, you know, over there. You get used to seeing things of that nature. And I walked up, and, you know, I went and I spoke to Mr. Rivers. The principal was on sidelines. So was our CSFO, Tom Osborne, said, you know, do y'all know what's going on? They said, well, we think maybe, you know, an athlete, you know, has gone down. You know, they weren't really sure what had happened. You know, you couldn't really see it because it was way on the other 20-yard line.
Sure.
And so they said, you know, we're going to go check it out. And I said, okay, thank you. And so I stood there for a little bit, thought about it. I said, no, I need to get over there and see for myself what's taking place. And so by the time that I got there, they had gotten out the AED unit and were doing the compressions by the time I got to the field. But there were so many others that were present. You know, I just looked around to see there were so many others that had such a hand in, you know, responding in seconds. You know, from his colleague out there on the field, you know, Lou Murphy, who's also a referee as well. He's also a Sylacauga graduate. And also is an associate at Walmart. Mm-hmm. That's his day job. And so he was the first to notice when Joey went down and in seconds was there, you know, doing compressions from our understanding. And then we also had a Sylacauga firefighter that was there watching the game with his family, Clint Payton. He raced out. Took over doing the compressions. We also had a nurse from the Coosa side, registered nurse who ran out, Wendy Higginbottom, and she was administering the mouth-to-mouth for him as well. And then, you know, we had a cardiologist that just happened to be visiting the game from Mississippi, Dr. Carrie Morgan, who jumped out there, got the AED unit, and began doing the defibrillator. And so, you know, I stood there just almost in wonder, almost in shock. You know, I tell people most of the time, you know, I'm giving direction on what we need to do and how we need to handle situations. And this was a situation where in seconds, everybody that did have a skill set in that field utilized that skill set. You know, and it was their quick action and their ability to provide services. You know, I think about Todd Malone, who is our athletic trainer. you know, he was out there, jumped into action. Buster Bolton, who works for Talladega County Schools, was there supporting his children in the band. He ran out there as well, you know, and was assisting with getting Joey onto the cart and, you know, helping with the oxygen mask and all of that. And but then, you know, once they got him on the cart and I turned around and looked at our patrons and our athletes, just the picture that you saw was just breathtaking. You know, everybody was praying, everybody was reverent, everybody was, you know, it was just a serene moment. I can't even describe it.
You know, just thinking about the times, you know, that I've been on a football field over 15, 20 years as a student and as covering sports and just different things like that. Right. It's moments of magnitude like that that really put the game into perspective, what you're there for.
Right.
And if there's anything to come out of this, that is the true showing of what a team is like.
Right.
Complete strangers who come together for a common purpose, and in this case, it was saving somebody's life.
You know, and then, you know, once his life was saved, you know, he was on the stretcher. Then we had others that came forward and said, how can we help so that your game can continue?
Right, right.
You know, so it's how can we assist so these athletes that came tonight can continue? Because this happened in the second quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just in the second quarter of the game. And so, you know, they jumped into action as well. Dr. Marlowe was one of those that, you know, has been on our board for, you know, 18 plus years, just rolled off our school board. He was there that night and he jumped up in the press box and took over the clock and everything for us. And so, you know, Steve Lewis was there, who's also a collegiate referee, you know, offered his services as well. You know, if you need me, let me know. I'll go grab the black and white shirt and I'll be out on the field. So, you know, it was everybody that was there, like you said, you know, was all there for a purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said that before, even in my interview, that, you know, one of the things that drew me to Silicaca was that community, was that sense of community. And it was definitely displayed Friday night.
Without a doubt. And we are just so thankful and just beyond words how amazing, you know, Joey is in good spirits.
Yes.
I think you and I were talking before we started this conversation that what did he say to you? He said something, he was concerned about.
Yes, he was so concerned that he had messed up our first home game. And I wanted to say, well, you almost did. No, I'm just kidding. I said, no. I said, Joey, you didn't. I said, you know, the Lord used whatever happened for his divine purpose. And I'm just so glad that you're okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
but yes, he was so worried about messing up our first home game on our new turf.
On the new turf.
Yes.
Yeah, no. No, we're just so thankful that he is, of course, in good spirits. And he's going to be, you know, recovering for a little bit of time. Yes. But you know what? I am confident that in due time, we'll see him back out on the field because that's what he loves to do.
Yes.
And, of course, I know that I'm sure is glad that we finished the game.
Yes, he was.
So that's good spirits for sure. And
that again, was important to him as well.
Yeah. Thanks to seriously, literally the first responders, the bystanders, whomever was there. Thank you for what you did and jumping into action, and the people who obviously that just know CPR, I mean the basics of that, and I mean I think that's a lesson to be learned here too, is to just
how important that is. And you know, I coached for about 7 years when I was a high school teacher, and so part of one of the requirements to coach is to go through CPR training, and you have to stay current with CPR training.
Right.
And, you know, they would tell us, you never know when you might have to use this.
Correct.
You know, and when I went through it, they gave me a little mask that I could keep in my purse in case I didn't want physical contact.
Yes.
You know, I'm
I'm
a teacher.
Sure.
So germs are, course, but nobody cared about that, you know, in that moment, you know, nobody cared about that. They just wanted to save a life. And, you know, that just speaks volumes to our community and, you know, even to Coosa as well, you know.
Yeah, they, I mean, it wasn't just our side. It was their side as well.
And they had folks out there, too, ready to help. And, you know, if you looked out on their side, you'd see their athletes praying as well. Yeah. And their, you know, patrons in the stands. And
it was a serene moment, but joyful and triumphant after it was all said and done. Yes. So. Yeah, best wishes to Joey and really, really rooting him on.
Yes.
For sure.
I was glad to hear him in good spirits. He's ready to get out of Grandview. But
yeah, I believe it for
he
sure.
He said that when they took him from Coosa Valley to Grandview, he said, you can just take me home instead. And they said, no, not a chance.
Well, we are so thankful for that. And speaking of people being in good spirits, I know that you're in good spirits. This afternoon, we have another chair presentation, this time for the Hodges family. And this is incredible. Lynn and Bill Hodges, they have given back so much over the course of so many years.
Yes.
To the Sylacauga community. Of course, Mrs. Hodges being a teacher at Sylacauga High School, English, I believe.
And she also was an administrator. She was the principal at Mountain View for many years. And just, you know, so instrumental even with the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation. So even when her career, you know, when she retired from her career, she really didn't retire from us.
Right.
You know, she is still such an active member of the foundation. She's been such an encouragement for me. You know, she's always good about, you know, giving me words of encouragement because, you know, being an administrator and being an educator is difficult, you know, at times.
Yeah.
And so I can always look to her to, you know, give that word of encouragement. You know, I hear she was a tough, tough boss.
I believe it.
But so many people just look up to her and revere her. And of course, then, you know, with her husband, Bill, and their business.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was telling you earlier, you know, two of my three children have rings from Balfour.
Yeah.
I was the junior class sponsor for a decade at Elmore County High School. And, we used Balfour, all those years.
Yeah.
And so. Yeah. They just, you know, such a great service.
For sure. So that's going to be this afternoon. I'm sure the whole family's going to be there.
Yes.
And big presentation and super thankful. It's, you know, it's people like that that truly, the fabric of this community is woven into what they do and what they believe. And it would not be what it is if it wasn't for somebody like that and the entire lineage of the family. So we're super thankful for the Hodges family, for them to be able to showcase what they believe in and give back so much to the school system over these years.
We hope we have a good turnout this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's at 4:00 at the high school, and we just invite everybody, you know, come out and celebrate with us and celebrate with them for this milestone with the foundation.
Absolutely. And on top of all of that, looking forward, looking beyond at what the school system has in store for this year, keeping in the same lines of funding and giving back, attendance.
Yes.
This month, this upcoming month in September, is a big deal starting out here after Labor Day on Tuesday. Attendance records for the entire school system is going to measure what you get in terms of funding from the city,
from the state. And that is for the next year.
So for 2026.
What a lot of people don't realize is we are funded really a year in the rear.
Okay.
So, and that funding is based on not just enrollment, but the average daily attendance of those individuals who are enrolled.
Right.
And so they give a little grace in August.
Yeah.
But after Labor Day is when that count begins heavily. And so it's so, so important that our students are enrolled, number one. But number two, are in attendance every day at school.
So make sure your kids get there. And if they're not, if you can't, make sure that they get a ride somehow.
That's right.
You got to make sure that
they're in school. Because that determines how many teaching units we're funded for. So if we want small class sizes, if we want a certain number of teachers to teach, you know, a certain subject, then we have to have students in seats.
Yeah, Yeah.
We have to have them.
Look, you may not be able to say this because it's politically incorrect. I'm going to say it. Parents, it's your responsibility to make sure that your kids get to school. Because in the event that you're going to complain about something, it's your responsibility. So make sure that you get your kids to school. Make sure they stay in school. Great resources from the Sylacauga City School System. And, of course, what you're doing, Dr. Eller, we appreciate it very much for what you're doing for the community. It's shown in everything that you do. And keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, it's definitely not an effort all alone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just appreciate the community support as always.
And then football Friday night at Montevallo.
For Montevallo.
Yep. We're looking forward to that. It's going to be a good one. Looking forward to being on the road for the first road game and the road win.
Can't say we're not pumped about, winning the first football game.
Sure.
So we hope this sets the trajectory for our season.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Go Aggies.